The New York State Legislature is back at the Capitol for 3 weeks of meetings before the session ends. A number of advocacy groups say there's an opportunity for lawmakers to act to address some of the harm they say President Donald Trump's policies are causing. But divisions in the legislature may hinder any chance of achievements. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Michael Kink with the Strong Economy for All Coalition says President Trump's tax plan will benefit billionaires at the expense of ordinary citizens, and the Republican-led Congress is moving to take away collective bargaining rights for workers, jeopardizing wages and pensions.
Right now, here in Albany, in the last 3 weeks of session, lawmakers and Governor Cuomo can take specific steps to protect working people, to increase the fairness of our tax system, and to build the revenue we need to respond to the huge budget cuts that Washington is going to send us later this year.
The group wants the state's millionaires' tax expanded, among other things. Kink and others spoke at a rally of a few dozen people at the Capitol representing social justice and environmental groups. Peter Iwanowitz with Environmental Advocates says lawmakers could take the first step toward a constitutional amendment. It would guarantee the right to a non-polluted living and working space.
Anybody want clean water?
Yes.
Does anybody want a right to that clean water?
Yes.
How about clean air? Air that's not going to make you sick.
Others want expanded voting access, more help for the homeless, and greater protection for immigrants. Ron Deutsch with the union-backed think tank Fiscal Policy Institute says Cuomo and lawmakers should also act to address an economic development scandal in the governor's office. It's led to 9 former Cuomo associates being charged with crimes, including bid rigging and bribery.
There's going to be a trial starting in October, which is going to lay bare the issues that have rocked this state and rocked the governor's office, quite frankly, because it's many members of the governor's inner circle who are intertwined in this bid rigging scandal.
Deutsch says one of the bills would reinstate the authority of the state controller, Tom DiNapoli, to review the economic development projects before they're finalized to flag potential conflicts or illegalities. David Friedfeld is with the Citizens Budget Commission, a budget watchdog group that lists numerous business and Wall Street representatives on its board. His group agrees that the procurement reform is needed before the session ends. Citizens Budget Commission also backs a bill to create a database of all economic development contracts in the state. He says taxpayers need to know how their money's being spent.
The state spends between states and local governments almost $9 billion in economic development funds, and it's important that people see what that money is being used for and whether or not the state is really getting a return on its investment.
But Governor Cuomo already said in April that his agenda has been accomplished in the state budget. And while the Senate and Assembly have debated and approved a number of bills, most are only supported in one house and stand little chance of passage. The Assembly is controlled by Democrats, while the Senate is run by Republicans with the help of some breakaway Democrats. The leadership of the houses often has different priorities. Kink, with Strong Economy for All, warns lawmakers not to give up on reaching deals.
It's not the time to slink out of town. It's the time to step up and take action to protect New Yorkers.
Governor Cuomo in recent days has preferred to act through executive orders to achieve changes as an alternative to dealing with the legislature. Cuomo enhanced the state's already existing plans to curb greenhouse gas emissions after President Trump announced that the U.S. is pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord. And Cuomo also issued orders to shore up the state's continuation of the insurance protections and the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, in the event it is repealed by the Republican-led Congress. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.